Cermak shrugged his shoulders. That's an academic question. Of course I know what you did.
I'll repeat it anyway. Perhaps you don't get the point. The temptation was great to muster what force we could and put up a fight. It's the easiest way out and the most satisfactory to self-respect. But, nearly invariably, the stupidest. You would have done it. You and your talk of attack first. What I did instead was to visit the three other kingdoms one by one. Point out to each that to allow the secret of atomic power to fall into the hands of Anacreon was the quickest way of cutting their own throats, and suggest gently that they do the obvious thing. That was all. 1 month after the Anacreonian force had landed on Terminus, their king received a joint ultimatum from his three neighbors. In 7 days, the last Anacreonian was off Terminus. Now tell me, where was the need for violence? The young councilman regarded his cigar stub thoughtfully and tossed it into the incinerator chute. I fail to see the analogy. Insulin will bring a diabetic to normal without the faintest need of a knife, but appendicitis needs an operation. You can't help that. When other courses have failed, what is left but, as you put it, the last refuge? It's your fault that we're driven to it.
I? Oh, yes, again, my policy of appeasement. You still seem to lack grasp of the fundamental necessities of our position. Our problem wasn't over with the departure of the Anacreonians. They had just begun. The four kingdoms were more our enemies than ever, for each wanted atomic power. And each was kept off our throats only for fear of the other three. We are balanced on the point of a very sharp sword, and the slightest sway in any direction. If, for instance, one kingdom becomes too strong, or if two form a coalition. You understand? Certainly. That was the time to begin all-out preparations for war.
On the contrary, that was the time to begin all-out prevention of war. I played them one against the other. I helped each in turn. I offered them science, trade, education, scientific medicine. I made Terminus of more value to them as a flourishing world than as a military prize. It worked for 30 years. Yes. That you were forced to surround these scientific gifts with the most outrageous mummery. You've made half religion, half balderdash out of it. You've erected a hierarchy of priests and complicated, meaningless ritual.